This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. The Iranian-U.S. prisoner swap has taken another step forward. Five American prisoners are said to be transported to a Qatari aircraft to leave Iran, according to a source to Reuters. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma says an Iranian foreign ministry official earlier today said $6 billion of Iranian assets once frozen in South Korea have now been unfrozen.
Nasser Kanani made the comment during a news conference on Monday, aired on Iranian state television, but the feed cut immediately after his remarks without explanation. The announcement comes a week after Iran said that five Iranian Americans are now under house arrest as part of a confidence-building move. While Seoul allowed the frozen assets held in South Korea to be converted into euros, that money was then sent to Qatar, an interlocutor between Tehran and Washington in the negotiations. I'm Charles de la Desma.
A week after the flood that swept through the center of the city of Derna into the sea, the UN on Monday warned that disease outbreaks could bring a second devastating crisis to Libya. Getting aid into Derna has been difficult. In an interview with Sky News, Britain's Foreign Secretary James Cleverly.
We've deployed an emergency medical team, and we will coordinate with other countries. Indeed, when I was in Ankara in Turkey, just at the tail end of last week, I was speaking with the Turkish Foreign Minister and Defence Minister about what more we could do as an international coalition to support them. But the governance situation in Libya makes it incredibly difficult.
The recovery effort has been hampered by chaos in the country since the NATO-backed uprising. This is VOA News. Russia and Ukraine squaring off at the UN's highest court in The Hague on Monday. Russia called on the court to throw out a case that centers around claims by Moscow that its invasion of Ukraine was carried out to prevent genocide. Ukraine brought the case just days after the Russian invasion. Kyiv argues Russia is abusing international law by saying the invasion was justified. Russian officials continue to accuse Ukraine of committing genocide. On Monday, Russia repeated allegations that Russia-phobic and neo-Nazi regime in Kyiv was using the 1948 Genocide Convention, to which both countries are a party, as a pretext to drag a case before the court. Russia wants the case to be thrown out. China's top foreign policy official is headed to Russia for security talks after 2 days of meeting with U.S. President Joe Biden's national security advisor over the weekend in Malta. Let's get details on this from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
China's foreign ministry says that Foreign Minister Wang Yi will be in Russia from Monday to Thursday for strategic security consultations. The U.S. and China are at odds over Russia's invasion of Ukraine. China has refrained from taking sides in the war, saying that while a country's territory must be respected, the West needs to consider Russia's security concern about NATO expansion. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
People originally from South Sudan who are returning home because they need to get out of Sudan and away from the war there are triggering intercommunal violence when they get back. In South Sudan, here's Henry Wilkins.
Salem Taresi Demise of the South Africa-based Institute for Security Studies said that South Sudan returnees could clash with members of other ethnic groups in the areas they relocate to.
This situation might lead to communal violence, and this communal violence has been cited as one of the major challenges of the implementation of the peace process itself.
Violence among the returnees' different ethnic groups has already broken out in both Renk and Malakal. Henry Wilkins, VOA News, Renk, South Sudan.
French President Emmanuel Macron is extending an olive branch to video gamers after previously linking computer games to rioting that rocked France earlier this year. Posting on the social media platform X, Macron backpedaled on remarks in June, where he blamed video games for having intoxicated some young rioters. More news on our website, voanews.com. I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.